with the growth and expansion, I suppose, of the computer, at any stage was there another building that was built to house
this? An extension to the existing office was built for.
Oh, whereabouts was this across, in relation to
it,
the...
Across the road from the paper mill, there was a plot of land where the company built an office, pretty good and big, and a boardroom. And then when the computer came in, it had to go somewhere. Went into the office first of all, but that was occupying space that wasn't suitable. It built an extension.
Have you a rough idea what time that extension was built for the computer?
About 1968, maybe.
A little bit
later.
Yeah,
no, don't forget, we left in 1970, you know.
Well, I came in 67, so.
Yeah.
It was near the wages office then.
That's right, yeah.
So perhaps 2 years later.
Maybe 69 then.
69,
yeah.
And as soon as the operation started again in the new building, were other companies coming in and using this idea?
There were a couple of fellows who set up a little business of their own. I think they're right.
ICBS.
Yeah, who used to come at night
and
use it.
Yeah. So the computer was never switched off at night time then?
It would have been switched off when they were finished.
Oh, yes, but...
Yeah, but otherwise...
But every hour was counted, was this, or...
Oh, it was on all the time during the day and when they were using it at night.
Okay. Yeah. And people like Aer Lingus, did they use it, or...?
Oh, no, they had their own. They had a bureau, Cara Computing.
These people called Cara, who were they?
Aer Lingus. Yeah. They set up a computer bureau. They offered a bureau service primarily in the payroll area. So there were lots of companies sent their payroll details to Cara and they did the processing and sent back the results. There were two bureaus at the time, Cara and Smurfit Computing, owned by Michael Smurfit.
And they were providing that service?
Yes.
As was Clondalkin Paper?
Well, this is where things become a bit contentious. Clondalkin were providing the service for their own companies. Now, Des had the idea that maybe we could expand that and we go into competition with Cara and Smurfit. But I think that was rejected.
No, that wasn't
accepted.
And this idea you had, Des, can you just give me the bones of it? What was the idea exactly?
You're sitting in the bones of it now. Literally, because we set up a company to do what these other people were doing in a small way. We were going to do it in a small way. Cara, owned by Aer Lingus, was doing it in a big way. Smurfit probably was doing it in a big way for a lot of companies they had. We decided we'd have a go at doing that, and we set up in Ballymount Road.
In 1970.
We started in 71, really. We floated the idea in 69, 70, I think it was.
And so under what name?
MCS Computers.
Which is now.
And MCS stands for?
Management of Computer Systems, it was, but we shortened that.
I see. And did it take off straight away? I mean, were people just interested in
it? Oh, they were, yeah. It was something new. A new way of doing things. We weren't the first, as I say, there were other people doing it. But I suppose we had a good look of riding the crest of the wave of a new idea to do things on computers without having to buy one. So people got their work done by us.
Did this create a void below in Clondalkin then, Mills, when you left?
Yes. We started out with Des, Eddie Scott, who was departed, and myself. But fairly quickly, Hugh, Hilda, who was still working with us, and a number of other people joined us. And Clondalkin, the department did suffer as a result, yes.
But
the computer department, we were replaced by other people whom we knew, but I think the paper mills was in decline at that stage.
Well, it was going to reach the stage. It was okay then, but I think the time was coming where events in Europe generally would, we talked about it before, would overtake the tariffs which enabled the paper mill to run.
I see.
And I wasn't there then, of course, because so I don't know the details, but that's my impression anyhow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the extraordinary thing is that I suppose having the foresight to see and to take the chance that, you know, this is the new way of doing business, and you took that chance.
Mm. Yeah, we did. It was a big risk. I was 45, I think 44 or 45. And Derek and Hugh and Eddie Scott were all giving up secure jobs, we thought, at the time.
Yeah. But, was there a sense of maybe, did you try every avenue? I mean, were you letting down your own, if you worked with the company for so long and then?
Yes, we were. Letting it down.
Did Dr. Cusick try to stop you from going at any stage? I mean, did he?
Well, I don't think he tried to stop us, really. He wouldn't do that. But he wasn't very pleased.
Oh.
And that's putting it very mildly. I was a director.
But was there a sense of, you know, you, I suppose you had established the whole thing and you had known all the customers. Did you bring some of those customers?
Oh, no, we
didn't.
Not at all. No.
Yeah.
No.
Started afresh again.
Staff, yes, but not customers.
Well, customers were only part of the Knockout group.
Yes.
And there were very, there wouldn't be more than two or three of them, actually, really.
Yeah.
So, nothing like that, but staff, yes.
Yes, I see. And so you were getting the brains, and because it wasn't something that was really... I know Trinity College started doing a course in computers in the 60s, in the very early stage. But you would have had trained people coming in maybe at that time too. Were you trained in... Sorry, Paul. I just called to you.
I think...
Just tell me who you are first.
Sorry, I'm Hugh O'Sullivan. I joined Clondalkin, I think, in late 1967 as a computer operator, I think, at the time. And then I went programming.
Okay.
And I suppose training... I think I went to England for training.
That's right.
Went on a course over there for a couple of weeks. That would have been, and then.
Was there any computer courses happening in Ireland at all?
No.
The first course ever
was in Trinity, which it was just a 1-year course. It was only a diploma. I went on that course in Trinity. Now, subsequently, they had degree courses, which Hugh went on.
Professor Byrne would have taught you.
Good God, it's so long ago, I can't remember. It was only a 1-year course. It was the first course ever in IT in Ireland. Mm. And I think there were about 20 people on it with me. But that evolved into a degree in, what year were you there, Hugh?
85.
Yeah.
I started in 82.
But there was a systems analysis course. Do you remember the 2-year systems analysis course? I did that in the 70s sometime. Yeah. Yeah. So it was a 2-year. I think Dudley Dolan was one of the guys involved in organising that. But I did the degree course then, 82 to 85. It was a 4-year degree course at night time, mature student.
Yes.
The original course was just a 1-year course, and then it evolved into a 2-year course, and then subsequently a degree course.